This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you remember reading the Iliad when you were in high school, what you probably remember most about the ancient Greek epic is that it is epically long. So it makes sense of a sort that according to the Federal Trade Commission, Amazon named the process by which customers could cancel their Amazon Prime memberships the Iliad flow. The FTC has sued Amazon, saying, quote, "The primary purpose of the Prime cancellation process was not to enable subscribers to cancel, but rather to thwart them." Amazon said the suit is, and this is also a quote, "false on the facts and the law." Other companies, of course, have been accused of making it difficult to stop paying them. As Marketplace's Matt Levin explains, the subscription cancellation dance is a bit of economic art and science.
I actually have been thinking of ditching one of my subscriptions, my current internet service. Shockingly, my current provider does not have a big red cancel button amongst the options on the membership or help page.
Restart modem, no thank you. Perform a speed test, already did that. Didn't find what you were looking for? No.
If you Google it, though, you can find a cancellation page that does not involve calling an 800 number or going into a physical store.
We are sorry to see you go. We take our customer security seriously, so we'll give you a call within 2 days to verify this request.
They know very well, probably from experience with millions of other customers, that if we find it difficult to cancel, we're just going to keep paying.
Jean-Pierre Dubé is an economist at the Chicago Booth School of Business.
We're going to pay it grudgingly, but we'll just keep paying because the hassle far outweighs the cost.
Dubé himself is still paying for a landline he doesn't use. It comes with his internet, and it's a pain to change his bundle.
Well, this is what's called a switching cost.
Dubé says companies tend to artificially inflate switching costs when there's not much difference between them and the competition. Think telecom. Stanford Business School professor Navdeep Sani says while these elaborate cancellation mazes can retain some customers, they're bad for the brand.
Consumers are keeping a score. So they may not respond immediately, but they are taking a note.
That being said, those mazes are still pretty complicated, even for people who research them for a living. Sani has long wanted to cut the cord on his cable TV subscription.
And I've even tried to cancel it one time, got convinced not to. That whole process is a long one.
Sani got offered some free channels to stay. He says that promotion expired years ago. But he's still a paying customer. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.